Welcome to Seal Stadium in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Briggs. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, John Briggs. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting second. The shortstop, Daryl Spencer. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Jablonski. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Schmidt. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Eddie Bresud. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Worthington. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Al Worthington. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long strikes out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Taylor moves to second. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Bressude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressude hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long strikes out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Briggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mays moves to second. Two outs. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0 for 1 in the game. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Briggs hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Schmidt and he is out, Spencer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. One out. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 1 in the game. Schmidt hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0 for 1 in the game. Bressuit hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Al Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Worthington hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walls. Worthington reaches second base with a double. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 2 in the game. Alou is called out on strikes. One out. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Worthington moves to third. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cepeda is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morin for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops it up and throws to first, with Worthington covering, for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a pop-up towards third. Jablonski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. the Giants will come to bat. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0-for-2 in the game. Jablonski hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-2 in the game. Schmidt takes first base on ball 4. Hank Sauer pinch hits for Eddie Bresciud. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Danny O'Connell now playing second base. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Briggs is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-3 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman pinch hits for Al Worthington. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lockman moves to second. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-3 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lockman moves to third. Don Elston now pitching. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lockman tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, Cubs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mays is called out on strikes. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cepeda strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ramon Monzón now pitching. Jim Davenport now playing third base. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Walls hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a line drive to right field. Alou throws towards third. Davenport fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Davenport. Banks goes all the way around to score. Morin moves to third. It's 3-1, Cubs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 3 in the game. Long hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morin scores. It's 4-1, Cubs. Marv Grissom now pitching. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Long moves to third. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Long scores. Taylor moves to second. It's 5-1, Cubs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thompson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport juggles the ball. That's an error on Davenport. Taylor moves to third. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Elston moves to second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 4 in the game. Dark is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. L. Tap now catching. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport takes first base on ball 4. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davenport moves to second. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Schmidt takes first base on ball 4. Davenport moves to third. Wagner moves to second. Glenn Hobby now pitching. Bob Speak pinch hits for Danny O'Connell. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak takes first base on ball 4. Davenport scores. Wagner moves to third. Schmidt moves to second. It's 5-2, Cubs. Willie Kirkland pinch hits for Marv Grissom. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wagner scores. Schmidt scores. Speak moves to third. It's 5-4, Cubs. Dick Drott now pitching. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to home to get Speak. Kirkland moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Spencer strikes out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirkland scores. Alou goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Seal Stadium in San Francisco.